Ice Water，今天推荐的歌曲呢，跟这个水是有关的，名字叫做 Across the Water。嘿，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是琳达，一起来听 Across the Water。
That you were somebody else. You're the girl who dreams of diamond rings, and I'm the boy who just doesn't sleep. But we're not quite sure what that means yet. And a light blinks across the water. I thought of that book you read, of the man who longed for the love that he'd lost, and how mine was right there with me. But at the time I just couldn't see it. Yeah, till you cut me off. You cut me off. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. South for the winter. You're a bird, you just didn't know it. But the airlines are such a pain these days, and plus it's cheaper, so it seems, if you just go and use your wings. I don't know if you've got it in you. I don't know if I care. Well, all I know is I love to hear you talk, and I love to hear you scream from the tops of your trees. Yeah, till you cut me off. You cut me off. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You cut me off. You cut me off. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
欢迎回来。好了，今天咱们要去看的几个单词呢，我个人觉得蛮有趣的。第一个是我觉得长得有点简单，然后又蛮奇怪的一个单词。我不知道，我看这个单词的时候，我觉得它像一条虫子一样。It's like a worm or I don't know, like a bug. 这个单词呢叫做 snag， 大家自己读一下 snag。读作 snag, 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 S-N-A-G, 跟我一起念 S-N-A-G, S-N-A-G, snag, 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 它作为名词呢，它是表示这个潜在的或者是意外的不严重的这种问题困难或者是障碍麻烦。来听一下例句，他说哎呀，什么问题都没有，就是有一个小问题。钱从何来？钱从哪儿来呢？ There is just one small snag. Where's the money coming from? There is just one small snag. Where is the money coming from? 要是遇到什么麻烦呢，就跟我说，就告诉我。Let me know if you run into any snags. 看来你的计划遇到了小小的麻烦哟。Looks like you've run into a little snag in your plan as well. Snag 作为名词，那接下来我们讲一下作为动词的一个意思。作为动词的话是很常用的，作为动词呢，它通常放在这个词组 snag something on something 或者 snag something in something。 什么意思呢？是表示什么什么东西被另外的什么什么东西勾住了，挂破了，或者是得撕破了。来听例句啊，去了解一下它这个用法。他说，我的毛衣被铁丝网勾住了。 I snagged my sweater on the wire fence. 栅栏把我的毛衣挂住了。 The fence snagged my sweater. 注意它作为这个动过去分词的时候呢，双写 G 加 ED, S-N-A-G-G-E-D, snagged.The fence snagged my sweater. 过去时和这些过去分词都是要双写 G 的，但它作为动词还可以表示获得、抢先获得或者抓住什么什么。他说，哎，我截住了 Joe 的车，然后搭了一段路。I snagged a ride from Joe. 就是我获得了这个一段就是搭车嘛。From Joe, 从 Joe 那里，也就是我坐了 Joe 的车，坐了一段路。为了发展新客户，我什么都会做的。I'll do anything to snag a new client. 这个地方 snag 就是获得的意思。下一句，注意听啊，他说，如果你这个竞标的手表相对较新的话，然后刚好这个竞争也不激烈，诶，那你就可以捡个大便宜了哟。If you find yourself bidding for a relatively new watch with little competition, you could snag a bargain. You could snag 就是获得、抢得一个 bargain 便宜。第二个要看的单词呢，大家去想一下什么意思啊？这两个单词是，这一个单词是由两个单词放在一起组成的，一个是 head 头，一个是 way 路。头路 headway 什么意思呢？它是表示 progress 进展、前进。来听一下使用语境啊，他说，我们的这个谈判没有取得什么进展。 We are making little headway with the negotiations. 注意了 little 前面加了之后呢，是表示有，如果不加的话呢，就表示否定的，没有，几乎没有。 We are making little headway with the negotiations.第二句他说，船逆着水开，根本快不起来。 The boat was unable to make much headway against the tide. 警方的调查没有什么进展，那对此呢，市民有些担心。 There was concern in the city that police were making little headway in the investigation.好了，以上学了两个单词，是哪两个呢？第一个就是 snag， 我说这个单词长得像虫子一样啊。第二个就是 headway。那还来看第三个单词，这个单词的话我也是蛮喜欢的 ，S 开头的 scuff， 动词表示什么意思呢？表示就是。磨损，鞋子磨损叫 scuff。 然后如果你拖着脚在地板上走，我有的时候就是很放松的时候就是拖着脚在地板上走啊，拖着脚走，两个意思啊。大概的话来听一下例句，他说，才不过一天呢，他的鞋子就穿脏磨坏了。 After only one day, his shoes were already scuffed and dirty。任何地板如果经常有这个轮椅走动的话呢，几乎都会被磨损的。 Constant wheelchair use will scuff almost any floor surface. 如果你像这样在地上拖着脚走的话，你的鞋子很快就会坏的，这样子的话会坏鞋子的。 If you scuff your feet like that, you'll ruin your shoes.下一句，他说他的鞋子很旧，并且磨损得很厉害。His shoes were old and badly scuffed. 上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，希望大家度过一个愉快轻松的 Monday or Tuesday if you hear this on Tuesday. Anyway, I'm Linda, I'll see you next time. Bye.